You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin, and my guest today via Zoom telephone call and video is Simone Royal, who is the assistant professor of violin at New Mexico State University, also the conductor of the NMSU Philharmonic Orchestra, founder of the Las Cruces Youth Orchestra, and a wonderful, wonderful musician. And I'm thrilled to have you with us today, Simone. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm always glad to have this time talking to you and your audience.
So, Simone, first of all, congratulations. You have a new CD out on the IBS label, which is a European label, and it's music of Ernest Chausson. And we're going to get to hear the whole concert, which is a concerto for violin and piano and string quartet, already unique, I think, certainly in chamber music repertoire. And then there's also a song, but we're going to talk mostly about the concert right now. You've teamed up with wonderful pianist John Novacek and a string quartet players. You can tell us a little bit more about those musicians. I'm really interested for your debut CD. What made you choose Chausson, whose music is absolutely gorgeous, but he's not as famous as some of the others? So tell us why.
I discovered the piece when I was still a student, and I performed that piece as a second violin in the quartet many years ago. and then I performed in the quartet with the first violin part a couple of times. So I know the piece, and I could say that I grew up artistically with this piece. I performed the first time as a soloist that piece in my festival in Venezuela. In my hometown, with a Cuarteto Latinoamericano, which is a reference in everywhere, but for Latin American musicians, is like a big name. And I remember that I was learning that piece with the pianist, and the pianist is a professor at Oberlin Conservatory. Her name is Monique Dufil, and she was Messiaen student when she was at the Conservatory of Paris. So I have been always very close, as you well know. I grew up in Europe, in the French part of Switzerland. So I grew up listening these harmonies and this feeling of music, which is the French music, Impressionism, Romanticism, is combined, and we don't only need to know how to phrase it, but we need also how to taste, to smell this music. And I feel very lucky because I grew up with this music, with many musicians around me playing Debussy, Ravel, Saint-Saëns, and Chausson was certainly, he's a composer that he didn't get the recognition that I'm sure he deserved. Also because he passed away tragically, and maybe with more time, things would be different for him. but this piece, the Concerto of Chausson, Opus 21, I would say I grew up listening Isaac Perman, Joshua Bell, the best players, and the Juilliard Quartet, and it was a dream. It was a dream to play, to perform, and then I got this wonderful opportunity through the label IBS Classical. When we start the process to record, it's extremely interesting. You have many ideas, and to find the correct one is a long process, but I'm very happy and very excited to have in the market this album, because it's a wonderful piece, and the musicians who were playing with me, who are playing in this recording, are people that I remember. Actually, I have with me one recording. It's with Leila Josefovic. And this was a present from John.
Well, John Novacek plays with her very frequently. Yes.
Yes. And I remember when I bought this recording in Geneva as a student, and I couldn't believe that I was playing with John. Mm-hmm. So, and then also with Randolph Kelly, I remember many recordings with Pittsburgh Symphony that I bought when I was younger. And then I was playing with the principal viola of the Pittsburgh Symphony. And I would say the same with my other partners, like Maki Kubota, who is a wonderful cellist, one of the principal cellos in Houston Symphony. Benjamin Sung, he's a professor at Florida State University. Ingrid Gerling, who is a teacher at St. Thomas University in Houston. and Mariola Cantorero, wonderful Spanish singer. So I couldn't find better. Honestly, everything was just perfect.
Yeah, it's I listened to a few other versions also. I don't have it's a Perlman's, but I do want to say that Scherzo magazine, which is a European music magazine, recently compared your recording with Itzhak Perlman's, which is really a wonderful, nice comparison to have. I mean, compared it favorably, that it was like a standard next to it. But we do have Joshua Bell and Subin Kim. And what was interesting listening to your recording is, and I should say Joshua Bell playing with Jeremy Dank, who's very, very famous here in Las Cruces. He's from Las Cruces, so we have a personal connection. Your recording is really interesting, very different, I would say, in some wonderful ways. So people think of the French Impressionist music as this sort of ethereal sound, very often reducing it to that. And I would say that this recording has a little bit of a bite. It's passionate, romantic music, but it also goes through so many moods, dark and brooding and tender and sweet, at very moments of agitation and then immediate calm right afterwards. And I really love that there's just a kind of fire and passion all the way through. And you take it a tiny bit slower than every other recording that, almost every other recording that we have in the station library. And that always makes things very different. Something else can emerge. The last movement in particular, which is the marking, is very animated, très animé, very animated. And some of the other recordings are so fast, that's all you're hearing is the speed. But I found in yours that it's very animated without being breathless, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. So, well, first of all, thank you for, I can see that you were listening and
really
trying
listening.
To find. Right, and I really appreciate that. And you were saying things that is a dream for any musician to be compared at least with one note with big names like Isaac Perlman or the Juilliard Quartet. Yeah. So it's, honestly, I wasn't expecting all this, everything that is happening, not only with Scherzo, but other magazines like Mundo Clásico and Fanfare, they already told me that they will get a few reviews. It's very exciting just to be recognized by my effort. It has been a long, long way to get there, playing with different musicians, different quartets, performing as a soloist, conducting, and always trusting, always knowing that I knew that I had something to say. And this piece, I'm glad you are talking about the tempo, because it was, of course, we were debating a lot with John about the tempo of the last movement. Uh-huh. And I was trying, and I think we got what anime doesn't mean fast. And I think I was trying to get more the feeling of movement and passion and to speak clearly with each note, instead of the tempo with GIF, of course. I mean, I don't want to criticize any version, of course not. I mean, but it was a decision. And all decision as a musician, as an artist, can create a debate, which is great. So I think our version is very honest. I wanted just to explain with each note everything that I had in my mind and my heart. In fact, our heart, because John is for me like a reference to the way to prepare the recording. He was pushing higher the bar for me. Uh-huh. And I will be always very thankful to him, because he trusts me. I remember I was calling him and I told him I have a project and I want to record that piece. And he told me, this is a very hard one. This is really, really difficult. And he told me I need a few days to make my decision. And I couldn't sleep for a few days. I was like so excited, trying to see if I get a positive answer from him. And then he was very excited. And then all the process, we did concerts in Park C, here in Las Cruces. We did a concert in Houston and then in Granada. And then we recorded this in the Auditorium Manuel de Falla, which is also part of the quality of the recording. It's not only a studio, but it's a real hall, real auditorium. with a wonderful acoustic. So, and of course, IBS Classical is a reference now in Europe regarding as a label. They record wonderful artists like Asier Polo, and they record the National Symphony of Spain. I mean, it's honestly, it's a dream. It's a dream. Everything is good. Everything, I would not change anything for this recording regarding the production, people, and everything that is happening.
Yeah, wonderful.
And I would like to thank also people that were supporting me, because of course, when we think about recordings, and it's a big production, we need to fundraise. I mean, there's a big strategy behind a recording. And finally, this community, Las Cruces Words, is supporting me a lot as a conductor, as a player. I always say that, but it's really sincere. I feel home. People trust me, and people can see that I work hard, and that's great. That connection is special to me.
Yeah, well, for us too. We're lucky to have you here. So I think we'll listen to the piece. So thank you so much, Simone Goyo, and congratulations on a beautiful recording featuring the music of Ernest Chausson, who, does, as you said at the beginning, deserves much wider recognition, but he died tragically in a bicycle accident at the age, I think, of 44. But this is one of the works that he left behind for all of us.
It's a good present.
Yeah, thank you.